This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Surveys show Americans are uneasy about retirement. Most have not saved enough or at all. In the first of two reports on WPR, Shemaine Mills looks at the barriers to putting money aside for a time when there's no longer a paycheck coming in.
Chad Efrens is a middle-aged construction worker. He plans to work as long as he can. Retirement isn't even on his radar.
No, I'm really not prepared to retire at this point. I'm 47 years old and I have really no retirement in mind.
Efrens moved to Wisconsin with his family from Virginia to find work. He makes what he calls decent money, but says living expenses eat up most of his paycheck.
Last year I made $62,000, but there was nothing left, and I didn't like go on a vacation to the south of France or anything. You know, it's really just what it takes to get by, to live an average life in America.
Efrens had been saving for retirement, but the money's gone, depleted during the Great Recession.
Dip into it here and dip into it there, you know, to the point where there's really nothing left. After a decade of a fairly shitty economy, there's nothing left in the savings for me now. Have to start back over and hope we don't get another downturn.
Efrens isn't alone in not having a nest egg. Some experts have gone so far as to predict the country's headed for a retirement crisis. Diane Oakley is executive director at the National Institute for Retirement Security.
Wisconsin is doing better than other states in terms of where we are, but we're still very much in a mode, and I think the public feels this, of really having a retirement crisis looming in our future.
The Institute surveyed Americans to ask them what could be done to shore up retirement savings.
Some people said they would work longer, which is helpful because that means that gives them more time to save, less time to be in retirement. The other reality that people said is they would spend less.
Sounds reasonable, right? But the economy could take a hit. Oakley says when seniors tighten their belts, the economy shrinks.
We know from our own data that that's a big economic source of growth in the economy. In 2012, retiree spending by people with defined benefit plans generated nearly $1 trillion of economic activity.
And Oakley says when seniors can't come up with money for basic needs, government may have to step in.
In terms of assistance, you know, one of the things we've seen recently is the largest increase in the use of food stamps has been among older Americans. Will that trend continue if people retire and don't have enough income coming into their house to be able to buy food?
Some states like California are setting up state-based retirement plans for the private sector. States are not doing this just out of the goodness of their hearts. It helps businesses keep workers, says J. Michael Collins. He's an associate professor of public affairs at UW-Madison who's examined retirement plans around the country.
You know, if we want to keep employees and we want to keep employers, this is an issue in the labor market, and so this makes us more competitive as a state to have that available. We heard that a little bit in the healthcare debate, you know, that somehow it would level the playing field for employers. I'm not sure if that's played out as well, but it isn't just altruism. I think there is this sense of, you know, it makes us more competitive as a state.
Efforts to develop state-based retirement plans for the private sector are at different stages around the country. Whether they'll work depends on various factors, including cost and ease of enrollment. As Collins points out, the devil's in the details. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.